Christine Stewart is with us from CTNewsJunkie.com. First of all, good morning, Christine. It's wonderful to have you on.
Good morning.
And by the way, I do want to, a couple of things. CTNewsJunkie.com, of course, you know, it's you. And if you could drop a few bucks, you know, when you go for a visit, it'd be nice, you know, kind of independent free journalism, which is a good thing. By the way, how long has CT News Junkie been around? It's been a while now, hasn't it, Christine?
It's been 13 years now.
Good
13.
Lord. Okay. So earlier, I guess it was last week, we had a guy who lobbies for the insurance companies, the attorney. Well, anyway, he was in for a while. And we were talking about the crumbling foundations. And just explain to us, what is the difference now? It was going to be, and when I first saw it at first glance, I go, oh, come on, $20 on the renewal of an insurance policy. Okay, fine. That's great. So they've had to, but there was pushback on that. That didn't happen. So where are we now, Christine?
So that didn't happen. So they've now proposed an amendment that would lower that amount to $10. And so House Speaker Joe Arasumowicz yesterday in his pre-session press conference said, I'm going to bring this out for a vote. Pretty much, you know, no matter what, he was adamant about it, that we're going to help these homeowners and this is how we're going to do it. And obviously the insurance industry doesn't like this. It says that it doesn't, you know, want to be a collection agency for a pass-through amount of money for the state.
Well, and there's another point that I guess apparently he brought up, and that was the fact that I guess there will also, or in this particular iteration of the bill, will there be a tax also levied on insurance companies about
no,
a charge?
No, that's
gone.
Only talking about, that's gone. They're okay. Only talking about $10 on every homeowner in the state.
Well, I don't see how that couldn't pay. I mean, you know, what do I know? But I mean, I'm just kind of saying $10, you're going to barely. And was that renters too, Christine? If you have renters insurance?
Yes, I believe it was renters
okay.
insurance too. Yeah, so homeowners and renters, yes.
But if you go to CT News Junkie and read the story, and here's the, you know, this is part of it. Nobody knows how many people have been affected. You've had a couple hundred that have basically come forward and say, yeah, our house is falling down. But we still don't know, do we?
We have no idea. And because some of the houses that may have been built with this chemical pyrotite,
right.
We don't know yet. They haven't begun to show the damages. So it takes several years for the damage to even show up. So, you know, there could be a person in a home in South Windsor that has damage to their foundation that doesn't even know it yet.
Great. So you can wait and see. That's fine.
Yeah, great.
God. Well, and the other thing is, and it's going to be an heroic tax, I would imagine what you've got to do is, you know, whatever this agency is going to be that's going to work on this, you've got to go out, you've got to assess the site, you've got to do tests and all that before you would know, okay, it's the pyrotite, it's not just that it's a bad foundation, right?
Yeah, and so what happens with this is that the foundation has to be completely replaced.
Oh.
You can't salvage the foundation. You have to so it's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And the other question I have is, how many people do we have in this state that are capable of doing that kind of work? I mean, it's a major thing to lift a house, kill the foundation, lay a new one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And I think that the problem they're finding is actually spreading north to Springfield in Western Mass.
Oh, all right. And, you know, the shame is these guys had nothing to do with it. Nothing. And, you know, but sadly, well, the company that was alleged to have produced the material, they're out of business. They're gone. You buy this house on good faith. And if you're doing a building inspection, let's say before you buy the house, sign on the dotted line, even so, the problem may not have developed yet.
Right. And it's not like you can go to town hall and find that information on a property card.
Yeah, bad foundation. Okay, good. We've got it. All right. Hey, Christine, we'll stay in touch with this. You have another story about the minimum wage if you want to read it, guys. CTNewsJunkie.com. And we will talk again. I really would like to see something done with these guys.
16 days left, Ray. 16
okay.
days left.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that, Christine.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. It's 6:56.